Welcome to Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business, where every week you will learn the secrets to running a business without the stress. Here is your host, Angela Council.
Welcome to this week's episode of Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business, where every week we get together to share the joys and the pains of running a business, raising a family, doing it all and doing it all without all of the stress. This week I am talking to Tan Turner, and she's based up in Brisbane, and she's a digital expert. And I know that so many women, when I speak to them, have got a little bit of a fear around technology and how they can digitalize things and how they can make things easier for them. I love doing things as much as possible online, solutions that are online, anything that I can systemize that I can. But I know for me, I'm lucky I've got a little bit of an IT background, so it makes it easier. But I know that not all women find it as easy, which is why I wanted to talk to Tan today, so she can share with you some of the simple things that you can do and some of the blocks that might be holding you back and the fears that might be holding you back from embracing digital technology. So welcome, Tan.
Thanks so much for having me on your show, Angela.
So tell us a little bit about your background and what got you into this technology world.
Oh, I love the technology world.
It's so simple, isn't it? Technology is simple most of the time.
When it works, yes.
When it works.
Well, basically, as you said, I'm based in Brisbane, and that's where I received my original qualifications in formal education. I have a diploma of teaching, Bachelor of Education and Master of Education in IT, and I'm a certified trainer and master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming. So all of that combined makes it very easy to help women gain confidence in using technology. So if you go right back to the beginning, my story is basically that I began in the helping profession as a teacher back in the early 90s. And by about 2002, I was teaching online education. I was teaching blogging, online chatting, cyber safety, and website design. And after about 25 years of working in the government sector, I left the education system and went out and began supporting individuals and small businesses who wanted to use technology. So I was doing a lot of writing and blogging for business owners who didn't have the time to do it themselves, or the knowledge, or the confidence. And as well as that, I was building websites for startups. And that's when I came across a lot of women who didn't have the confidence or the knowledge or skills to start learning new technology, because, I mean, let's face it, it has grown so fast, hasn't it?
It has. Mm. And it's unbelievable. And I find similar, because I work with I'll work with lots of natural health practitioners who are absolutely fantastic at what they do. But when you try to talk to them about technology and how they can use technology to grow their businesses and make things easier, you know, the number of times that I've heard people say, well, I'm just a dinosaur, I can't do that, that's too hard. Yeah, and you've probably heard this, you know. And also, I think also for many, many women, they're kind of, quite often they're starting their business they're later years. It's not their first. There's lots of young people out there who are starting businesses, but there are also lots of women who start businesses after they've had their children. They've probably already had a little bit of a career, so it's a little bit, you know, they're a little bit older and they're not so up on the digital world because they haven't been immersed in it like you see the 20-year-olds. You know, and I could get my 14-year-old to, I reckon he could build a website if without any teaching he could just do it. So I think there's a lot of women out there who are in this place of, you know, it just seems too hard.
Absolutely. And you are so correct, because predominantly I work with women who are probably in the 40 plus age bracket. And because it is difficult when you have to try something new at any age, let alone when you've spent 40 years of your life working in one way and then having to suddenly switch and change and keep up with the technology, which is as we said, working so quickly, it can be a real challenge. I recently took a woman on a journey from going from a company brand, which she had for about 5 years, to self-branding, because that's quite a popular thing at the moment. So we had to actually sit down, and we sat down with butcher's paper, you know, and the whiteboard and sort of the things that she was comfortable with. And we mapped out her website, built her website. We worked on a marketing funnel and her Facebook ads and advertised. She had a yoga wellness retreat. And so steps on from that, because now she feels confident in that area because she's had somebody to sit down with, to show her the ropes, to take her hand, to basically say, do this on this day, do this, that's the next step, step by step by step, slowly, slowly, slowly. And within 6 weeks, she could turn around and go, wow, hey, look, my retreat's filled and I've got Facebook ads that I didn't even know, you know, existed. And yeah, so it's really important to support people.
Yeah, and look, and I think that one of the important things is that you don't really need to know all of the nuts and bolts. You don't need to know how to code a website. But it's important that you understand what you want your website to do, because if you're going to go and get someone to build it for you, you've got to tell them what you want done, because there's no point just going to a web developer and say, oh, I want a website, and that's it, because they're going to go, but what do you want it to do? So, just sitting down with bits of paper, which isn't real technical, because I use mindmaps a lot with my clients when they go, well, I want to put an online program together. I said, well, okay, let's sit down with a mind map first. He said, no, I want to build an online program. Yeah, but let's put it on paper first, because if you haven't mapped it out on paper, you can't create it. Because the creating really, as the way I see it, the creating and putting it online is actually the easy stuff. And a lot of that stuff you can outsource. It's pretty easy. It's actually the creation and the creativity and all of that, which all happens before you ever get into anything digital.
Oh, that is absolutely correct. And when, in this instance, with this woman, to actually be able, when she came and we met together and I had the whiteboard and had the butcher's paper there, she said, but where's the computer? and I said, well, we'll get to that. I said, well, would you prefer being on the computer right now? She said, no, because I can't see. She said, I'm nearly 50, and I fully now understand when people used to say to me, I can't see this little screen, you know, when they have a laptop or that their phone or whatever. And yeah, so just starting with the comfortable and then moving to the fact it took us, I would say, about 20 minutes just to get on Skype the first time we Skyped, because she hadn't done that.
Yeah.
And so that was a new experience for her, and she just kept apologizing. And I said, don't apologize. I said, just look at the learnings from it.
Yeah.
You know, it's last week you didn't even know how to even turn Skype on. This week we're actually sitting there and I'm sharing my screen with you so you can see what your website's going to look like. And she was able then to use Canva, which is a great product. Do you use Canva at all?
Yeah, I use Canva all the time.
Yeah, so, and the first time she used Canva, she had an experience where she, so for people who don't know, canva.com, it's just basically you can create your little, those little quotes and memes and those that are put out on Facebook. And what you can do is draw on pictures that they have, put them into a social media platform or a banner, and she accidentally, well, she put in 11 photos that she had found and bought them all, but they all sat on top of each other. So and that was her first experience. Yeah. And you know what, Angela, she kept going. Yeah. She said, oh, 10. She said, I don't know what to do. So I said, okay. I said, let's go back to the beginning. So we shared screens and I held her hand through the whole process and said, okay, click here, click here. And so once she went through it all and then she got it amid a lot of apologising, which she really didn't need to do. It spurred her on, because when you have that little success, when you actually overcome something that is a big deal to you and you move on, it actually lifts you so much higher and gives you just that little bit more confidence to go and try the next new thing, which is really important.
Yeah, I can remember once, and this is many years ago, because I do have an IT background before I was a naturopath. When I was still in corporate, I was a project manager and working projects as a business analyst. I remember someone saying to me once, and this was the biggest thing, I still remember it to this day, whenever I get frustrated with anything technical. Mm. And one of the developers said to me, he said, it's all binary code. And I went, what does that mean? He said, it's either on or it's off. He says, that's all it is. If you just keep thinking that's how simple it is, it's a one or a two, or zero or a one, zero or one, on or off, on or off, everything. And obviously there's a lot more to it than that, but whenever things frustrated me, and particularly back in those days, because, you know, we're going back probably a few years. Well, I've been a naturopath for 10 years. So it was on a study for 5 years. So we're probably going back 20 years. So computers were, you know, they weren't new, but they were kind of, they weren't out everywhere. And when I had this big fear of computers and what we were doing, because I was working on IT projects, he just went, it's binary code. It's on or off. That's all it is. Mm. And that just took the fear out of it, because it's like, that's all it is. And the other thing I learned is whenever, no matter what happens, the off key. Just
turn it off, walk away, come back again later.
Doesn't work quite so much with new computers these days, but in the old days when you used to get that blue screen of death, turn the off key. Just turn it off and walk away.
yes.
Because really, and sometimes it is just that turning it off and walking away, and it's done nothing. The computer's still the computer, but it allows you to actually just get a little bit of space from stuff that is just not working for you, because technology is fantastic, but there's times when it just doesn't do what you want it to do, and it always appears to happen at the most inopportune times.
Oh, yes, and I'm sure every single person listening has a story. I had a lady once, many years ago, like you. I was teaching in education, and one of my jobs back in, I think, about 1997 was to teach teachers how to use email. And this woman was probably about 55 and a brilliant teacher. She had the year ones and twos, and she said to me, Tan, I will never, ever, ever use email. It will never replace the snail, you know, what we know as snail mail. And I said, so the whole thing that turned her around was actually finding relevancy. And what happened was, I said to her, Trish, what we need to do is we need to find something. Take school away and tell me something in your personal life that's happening. She said, well, my daughter's gone overseas. And I just went, oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. I said, so, and her daughter had an email. Her daughter set up email for her. And within a month, they were talking, by email. And I ran into her probably about 10 years later and didn't even recognize her. She came up to me, she'd retired, and she said, oh my goodness, Tan, I still remember you. And I said, really? And she said, yes. She said, you gave me the confidence to use the computer. And then it dawned who she was. Yes. And I just thought, you know what? It's all about confidence, isn't it?
It is.
And I used to say to teachers and anyone even these days that I work with, if it's not working, just drop the emotions, turn it off, walk away like you said, and I get them to walk away 5 minutes at least, go outside, do something else, then come back once you're not emotionally attached to whatever you're doing, and find somebody who can actually help you, sit down with you, get on the phone with you, talk to you, and give you the confidence to actually keep going and know that you're not going to break things. Because, Angela, one of the things that have come up probably about five times just in the last 2 weeks is I've had women say to me, Tan, I'm scared I'm going to break it. And, it's just, of course, maybe there is some way you may break something, but it can always be fixed.
That's right. And I think these days, particularly when there's so much, I mean, a lot of people don't understand cloud, but with cloud technology, it's just, you know, whatever you do on your computer, it doesn't really matter because it's all sitting out in the cloud. It's out there somewhere. I could actually remember a cartoon once, and this is a few years ago, and when cloud technology was relatively new, and it was two angels sitting up on the cloud with a computer. And that was cloud technology. And for me, that's once again, you know, whenever I think of cloud technology, that's what I think, oh, the angels are up there on a cloud and they're just looking after things. Because that just makes, I mean, obviously I know that's not true, but it just makes it a little bit fun and a little bit lighter, which means you go, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, it's in the cloud. Where's the cloud? I really don't know, but it's up there. The angels are looking after it.
That's right. I love that. That's great.
It just takes some of this, oh, it's. I've got to worry about it, because I think that's what really, so people just think, and I mean, as I said, I think some, they are scared of it, particularly when you see young people who just seem to automatically just pick it up. And, you know, and that's a bit like, you know, when you go skiing and you see all these five-year-olds skiing and jumping over things and you're all there going, I'm going to die.
Yes, and they ski without poles.
That's right. you're struggling to stand up. It's a similar type of thing when we talk about, you know, IT work, you know, and computers, because they just seem to do it naturally. But I think it's because they also don't overthink it. We overthink it.
Absolutely. And I find that two of the biggest things that stop women from, when I say women, I guess I refer to women because that's who I work with. But the thing that stops them from having a go is fear and lack of confidence. So the fear of I'm going to break something or do something that can't be fixed or muck it up in some way is the fear. And as we've been talking about, the lack of confidence. And when you put those two together, it actually then stops them from taking the next step, which is taking action. So taking action is so important. We have a podcast that ourselves that we talk to bloggers about, but a lot of bloggers actually say when we talk to them is that the thing that scares them is actually hitting the submit button. And because they're worried and fearful of what people will think or say when they read their blog. And one thing that I started using many, many, many years ago, just as a mind trick, if you like, is to just say to myself, you know what, no one's going to read this anyway.
Submit it to the cloud.
Submit it to the cloud.
The angels.
The angels will take care of it. It's fine. They'll read it. It'll be fine. So, and it still to this day does surprise me when I do get someone sending me a message saying they've read something that I wrote 3 or 4 years ago. Because I think, oh, that's right, it's still in the cloud.
It's out there somewhere.
Those angels are putting it out
there. That's scary in itself too, because you don't know where things are going. And you can also understand, you know, particularly with bloggers, it's like if it's something personal, it's an opinion, because these days online, everybody has an opinion. And if your opinion doesn't agree with their opinion, that's when we get trolling. And that's, you know, it really amazes me what people can say from behind a keyboard.
Yes.
And it's like, and so you can understand people are afraid of putting it out there. I work in the natural health profession and, you know, and there's a lot of people that don't like what we do. And they say that there's no science and all that, which isn't true. There's lots of science and research backing what we do. But, you know, to actually then stand up and say, well, this is what I believe in, you'll be guaranteed that you're going to get a whole pile of people who are going to come back to you and slam you, and there can be some really, really nasty things that are said. So how do we get over, you know, it's one thing to say, okay, well, I'm just going to put it out there and no one's going to read it. But also we've got to look at the energetics of that, is that if we don't believe anyone's going to read it, no one's going to read it.
True.
We've got to, you know, so where, how do we, how do you get over those haters, those trolls, and stand in your own truth?
Well, that's an excellent question, Angela. And I recently was in a situation where I did get a lot of haters because a situation that was private went public, and it should not have. And I stood my ground and took the high road and did not engage in an online, you know, nasty battle. And the other person just put out half-truths and things to a bunch of supposedly professional people who had never met me, never came and asked my side of the story, never did anything to except basically be very nasty, very unkind, and say very untrue things about me online, which, you know, it was very hurtful. It is very degrading, because you spend years and years and years, you know, decades building up a reputation, and it can be completely dissolved in the matter of somebody putting up a post about you. Whether that post has truth in it or not, it's out there for everybody to see. And people, like you said, they have an opinion, and they'll write whatever they want, and they'll stick up for something just because they read something that was taken out of context. So after I spent 2 days crying and getting off social media and locking myself away, I thought, no, you know what? I have not done, I haven't done anything wrong. This person has gone and not delivered the full truth. I know the truth. The other people around me who supported me and knew the truth as well, they stuck with me. And I think at the end of the day, that's what you need. Mm. You need to have a support group there for you. People, whether it be family, whether it be an online virtual community, whether it be, you know, your best friend that you've had since you were 7 years old, whatever, you need to have that basic support structure in your life to help you in business and in personal, to keep you going, to be able to hold your hand, to give you a hug when things go wrong and say, you know what, it's okay. We know who you are. There are hundreds and thousands of people out there who don't know the real you. And you've got to, like you said, you've got to stand in your truth and do the right thing by you. Not by anyone else, but what works for you. So for me, I woke up, I had to present actually a workshop the very next day after all of this went down. And
hi, sorry for the interruption, but I just wanted to tell you about our private Facebook group, Stress Free Living. That's where we have lots more conversations about reducing stress. I share lots of tips for you so that you can run a business, raise a family, and look after yourself. So check it out on Facebook. Back to the conversation.
I tell you, I walked into that workshop feeling, you know, sort of sick in the stomach, because I was thinking, has everybody read all this stuff about me? You know, all these untruths. Should I just, you know, what should I do? And then I just thought, you know what? No, it doesn't matter if anybody has read that, because today's story is next week's fish and chips paper.
Right.
And right now, I'm going to do the job that I am meant to do. Mm. And you just keep working through, standing by your truth, showing yourself to be the person that you truly are, and people will see that.
Yeah. And the truth is, there is so much noise out there on social media that most people don't even know what's going on anyway.
That's right.
Because it's not even, these days, it's not even, you know, this week's news is next week's, you know, fish and chip paper. It's like this minute's news in 5 minutes has been replaced by some other bit of news. And it's because there's so much information, people's social media feeds are just skimming so quickly. And when you're sitting in the middle of it, you think everybody can see it. But really, in truth, the majority, you know, 99.9% of the world probably didn't see a thing. It's only because you can see it and the couple of people who are carrying on, and it's a really small thing. And if you've built your tribe, as you said, you know, you've got your tribe. Your tribe knows who you are. And this is part of, you know, everything when it comes to being online and digital. It's about creating that tribe, because then it doesn't matter. And I've seen this before with other people where, you know, their tribe sticks up for them. They don't actually need to say anything. Their tribe will stick up to, up for them, because they believe in what they do. And other people can say whatever they like. All of a sudden, you just have all these people going, no, I know she's right. I know she's right. I know she's right. And you have to say anything. So it's just, it is about just being yourself, and but being aware of the fact that there are going to be some people out there who aren't going to like you. So it's like, as you say, you know, take 2 days off social media and it'll be over. But also not take it personally. But it's really, really hard. It is really hard not to take it personally. And it's hard not to turn off your social media feed either. But sometimes if it's that bad, that's what you need to do, is just switch it off and don't respond.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what, Angela, that brings up probably something else, something that I've made the choice to do in my personal life, which is going to sound quite funny given how involved I am with technology. I have a technology-free day every Sunday. We make that a family day and friends day. And we actually, we have times in our household we won't have technology at the dinner table, and Sundays is the day to go out to do whatever we want. And, you know, whether you make that a full day like we do, or whether you just make that an hour during the week so that you have some me time, I just think that that is something really important to do, because, you, like you said, it's so noisy out there in the digital world, and sometimes we just need to take a step back away from technology, especially if you are lacking confidence anyway. Take a step back, go and do something that makes you feel good, and come back to another time. It's still going to be there.
That's right. And it'll just be different news. But it'll still be the same. It'll still be the same. It just have different colours and things like that. Yeah. It's like you don't really miss out on anything, because it just keeps repeating itself over and over again. So
that's right.
I was going to ask you, what would you say the three key tools that to use in business? Now, you mentioned Canva. Are there any others essentials that you think that a business owner should be investigating, looking at? Obviously, it depends on the type of business they're in, but are there some key tools that you think that, you know, would help anyone in business?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, definitely Canva is a great one, especially if you're on social media a lot. The other thing, you know, in developing websites, obviously I love WordPress. So I would advocate for that as a as your platform.
So WordPress over, say, what are the others? Wix and Squarespace are the other two main ones. So
yes, you have Wix and Weebly and Squarespace, and you have Joomla. There's quite a few different platforms, but WordPress is something that I think is easy to use. And once you get hosted WordPress, you can then use all the different plugins, and it just makes it quite easy. So that's a good one to do. But in terms of outsourcing, because these days we don't have a lot of time, I use Fiverr, Fiverr.com, just to get, sometimes if I just want a few different things done. For instance, I had a lady do me up some certificates for my participants in the workshop, and she charged me $6 for 3 hours worth of work. So that was great. Another one is Upwork.
I use Upwork all the time. Upwork, my VA comes from Upwork.
Great, yeah. So there are a lot of freelancers out there in Upwork, and, you know, there is always, I use a mix of people from the Philippines, from I've got a girl in Jamaica, as well as my web development team is actually in Sydney. So I do prefer to sort of spread around. You know, people say, think that outsourcing has to be done in India or the Philippines or wherever, but it doesn't. It can be done in Australia, and we have some great people. I also use local high school students to people who have an interest in, you know, like a lady who wants to be a bookkeeper.
Yeah.
And so she sits with me and I just show her. Xero is what I use for, it's a good one for your accounting. If you're just starting out, that's a quite good package. As opposed to, I know MyOB is still popular.
No, I don't like MyOB. I use Xero. I used to use MyOB, but I find Xero so much easier.
It is very easy. I just didn't want to offend you if you were a MyOB user.
That's right. No, I'm past MyOB. I don't like MyOB. I used to use it many years ago. But see, I'm also, I'm actually an accountant as well. And I actually, I know MyOB was created by accountants and things like that, but I found it too restrictive for what I wanted to do. Now I don't do it at all. I outsource the whole lot. So it's easy just to outsource Xero.
Yes. Yeah. So I have a high school student come in and she just helps me go through just even uploading receipts, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So sourcing locally, university students who are, I think sometimes we get so involved in, we're in a digital world, we have to have a virtual person helping us that we forget we do have people in our backyard who can come along and help and who, you know, for $10, $15 an hour, a high school student would be happy to come and sit in your office and you know, even just sort out some filing.
Yeah, that's right. Because these kids, they're young, they're already in the digital. They don't need to learn a lot of this stuff. They pick it up so easily.
Yeah.
And, you know, which means you as the business owner don't really need to get too involved in some of these systems. You know, things like Xero, I mean, it's pretty user-friendly. So you give it to someone that you can work it out yourself what you need to do. There's not too much to it. And, I find WordPress easy. I know some people don't, but, and Canva and all that. The other ones that I'm using, and because I did have a VA in the Philippines who was doing all of my social media, and for the last 6 months she's been creating social media posts and everything through Canva and all that. But now I've just moved over to Meet Edgar. So that's another system. And what Meet Edgar does is you basically, have you heard of Meet Edgar?
Yes. Yes.
So it's a social media scheduling tool, but you just fill the library up and Meet Edgar and you say, on Monday, I want a blog post to go out. So it just goes, finds a blog post, puts it out there. And Tuesday, I want this to go out. So it does your whole content calendar. And once you've run out of content, if you put nothing else up, it just keeps reposting the, you know, different pieces of information every single day so that you've consistently got something going out. And that's what I was paying someone to do before. Now I use Meet Edgar and I've got a VA filling up the library now, but then I can just schedule everything. And if I see, even as I go through, if I see an article that I want to post on Facebook, I just save it into Meet Edgar and then I'll put it on Facebook. And then next time Meet Edgar will pull it out. If it's got something that had good reach, it will just pull it out and pull it up again. And doing things like that, it saved me money because now I'm not paying for someone to do what, you know, it was great that I got her to create all the content. Now I'm reusing content.
Yes.
And so I've done that. I'll use Meet Edgar for a while. And I may still put her back on in a few months' time to create more content for me. But I don't need her to be scheduling it because I can get that all done through Meet Edgar now.
That's right. And another great place to find content is eZine, E-Z-I-N-E, yep. eZine articles, where you can just, someone's written an article, you can actually take their article, and as long as you leave it all intact with their bio and giving them credit, you can pop that and put that on your on your website and use that as well. So that's a really nice one too. And I like the fact that it actually helps those people who have written the article in the first place.
Yes, and for those people who like to write, they can also, they can put their content out to places like that as well, because there's another place that I go to as well that does that as well. I can't think of it off the top of my head. And it's like if you're a writer, you know, you go out there and you write content and put it out on some of these places and where other people can pick it up. So you don't need to worry about pushing it out through your own networks. If you don't have a big network yourself, you get other people to share your content.
Yes, that's right, and guest blogging is ideal for things like that.
Mm. So the biggest message that I'm hearing from you is that we need to embrace technology. The days of saying, well, I'm a dinosaur, I don't know what to do with technology, I don't think business is going to survive without having some type of digital footprint. You need to be using technology somewhere, whether or not it's within your systems or, I think you also need to be putting it out into the world through the digital networks, because you can't ignore them. You can't be writing for, paper magazines, because they're not going to last forever. There's some out there, but there's not that many. Mm. So, and doing advertising into the local newspaper, it's costly. I don't think you get much return from it these days. That's my personal opinion. You need to understand this stuff, because if you don't, business is not going to go anywhere.
That's correct. Absolutely correct. And you don't have to start big. One of my biggest tips, especially when it comes to social media, is to use your name or whatever your brand is, if you have a company or whatever. And so let's just say it was Tanya, and I would go and get... the handle on Twitter, Pinterest, Snapchat, LinkedIn, Facebook. What else is around? There's heaps of them around YouTube, these days, isn't there?
Yeah,
YouTube, set up your YouTube channel. Just to get the name, and then I would concentrate on one, maybe two. Because the thing is that once people, like at the moment, Snapchat, it's really easy to go and get the name that you want. Mm. Whereas it's not so easy with something like Instagram anymore, because a lot of the names are sort of taken. And Snapchat is something that is going to get bigger because a lot more people are using it and using it in a business sense. So right now I would get my name, even if I didn't know how to use Snapchat or didn't, really want to use it. But later down the track, when you go, oh, right, okay, I've conquered Facebook, I've conquered Twitter, I've conquered Instagram, what's next? Okay, let's go to, Snapchat. Oh, yay, I've already got the name.
Yeah.
Tanya's there, and there's all these other Tanya 506, or you know what I mean? So get your name and get your brand together, and just for that consistency would be one of the big things when you're just starting.
And as you say, if you just focus on one or two channels, because the other tool that I use, I don't know if you've heard of it, is IFTTT.
Yes.
If then,
yes.
Then that.
If
then,
then
you
yes.
just link them all together. So you only need to post on one and it just automatically gets linked out to all the others anyway, even if you're not using
them. That's correct.
So, so that's my other little tool that I'm using a lot of. And I'm also using Grum a lot, which I use to post to Instagram, because it allows me to post direct into Instagram and schedule. Which
one was that, sorry?
Grum. Do you not heard of
Grum? Oh, okay. No, I don't know that one.
Because it's grum.co.
Okay.
And I used to use Hootsuite to post to Instagram, but you still needed the app and you had to personally post it. But with Grum, you can actually do it on your desktop, and you can schedule it, and it schedules straight into Instagram.
Oh, that's great. So G-R-U-M?
U-M, yep, .co.
.co, great. Oh, thank you. I've learned something.
Yes, okay. I've been told that it's actually against Instagram's rules, but I don't know. I'm just not too sure. I subscribe to AppSumo, and they have quite really good deal. And I got this deal from them, which was $50 for lifetime use or something like that. Yep. And I thought, well, I'll try it. And it's just so much easier because I have it open all the time. And if I just want to, I have all the memes and I just stick them in there and just schedule them. I don't have to do anything more after that because it just goes into Instagram. And then I've got the IFTTT, which then picks it up and takes it over to Facebook and LinkedIn and all that as well. So it's like there's so many things, and people say, oh, my God, I'll get overloaded with all of that technology because it all seems so hard once it's set up. You don't have to do too much after that. And that's where you can use someone like Fiverr or someone in Upwork to get it all set up for you and just to maintain it for you, because you don't have to do it all.
Mm. That's right, Angela. And in terms of the setup, I really find that when you plan your day and plan your, for instance, let's just say my planning and financial day is usually on a Friday. So on the Friday in the morning, I'll work on my financials, and in the afternoon, I'll work on my planning. And so that's when I do all my scheduling, like you do. So I look at my content calendar and I say, right, what's happening over the next week? Am I on track? And I go back to my monthly calendar. I've tried Aweber, and what are the other ones? I've tried a whole heap of autoresponders, and I've come back actually to MailChimp.
All right. Simply
because it's free, and there's another one out there, Benchmark, which I'm just starting to investigate, which is completely free, because MailChimp, the automation you have to pay for, but that's okay. So I look at all of that and look at my content schedule and do all that, and it makes life so much easier when you plan it.
Yes.
So, yeah, things will always come up in business, as everybody knows. But if you have a plan out there and you know that, okay, this Friday, my coming week's theme is going to be social media, so I'm going to look for all the social media posts around, pick out the articles, pick out the posts, pick out the all the things that are happening around the world in social media, and this is where I'm going to populate them throughout the week. It'll just happen throughout the week, and then throughout the week you can deal with what you need to deal with without thinking, oh my goodness, I haven't put a post out today.
So if people want to find out more about what you do, if they're thinking this is way too much for me and I need help,
yes,
how do they find you to get the help?
Okay, well, they can find me at TANJA, Tanya Turner, TURNER.com, so TanyaTurner.com, and my email is TAN@TanyaTurner.com, and otherwise they can probably get in touch with your website. You'd have your show notes with contacts on there.
We'll have all the details on our show notes, and your you also have a podcast called Aussie Bloggers. That's correct, isn't it?
We do, Aussie Bloggers podcast.
Yes.
My co-host Amanda and I, what we do is we showcase Australian bloggers, because a lot of them don't sort of get a lot of recognition as much as the American and other international bloggers. So we like to showcase them, and we have a different blogger as our guest every week.
Mm-hmm. So if we've got any bloggers who are listening to us, and I know that we do have a few, well, then they can have a quick look at your listen to your podcast and hear what other bloggers are doing and learn a little bit more about the technology. So I've actually got one extra question that I want to ask you.
Yes. I love your questions.
So let me see. If we were to make a movie of your life, who would play you?
Oh, I'd love to say Julia Roberts, only because I'm a bit of a fan of hers. look, Angela, that is a big question. Who would play me? It would, if I know I look nothing like Julia Roberts, but because of the humour and all the dramas that have gone on in my life over the years, I think she'd do a good job. It would have to be her.
You'd make a good pretty woman, would you?
That was one of my favourite movies of all times. I am a romantic at heart.
All right. Who was it? Richard Gere.
Richard Gere and Julia. Yes.
Well, I want to thank you, Tan, for joining us today. And I want to thank all of our listeners for listening in. I hope you got some information out that will help you in your businesses, particularly if you've got a little bit of fear around their technology. It really isn't something that you don't need to be afraid of. And when you understand it, it makes it so much easier. Just remember, on, off, on, off, on, off. It's so much easier. But if you've got any questions for Tan, please leave them in the comments section underneath the blog post. We'll have all of the links for Tan's website and everything in the show notes. Any other question, let us know and we'll pass them on. Let us know, what type of technology are you using in your business? What is your favorite piece of technology or systemization that you use that you could never live without in your business again? So let us know, share that. For those of you who are listening to us on either iTunes or Stitcher Radio, please leave us a review, leave us a rating. I really like 5 stars, so if you think we're worth 5 stars, leave us. Subscribe to us on either iTunes or Stitcher Radio for the Android users amongst us. And tune in next week, where we're going to hear some more stories, some more things about reducing stress in your life and your business. From my heart to yours, infinite love and gratitude. Bye for now.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business. As always, if you've got any comments, please feel free to leave them on the website www.angelacouncil.com. While you're over there, you can also grab your 14-day stress-free living challenge. And if you'd like to learn a little bit more about what I do, why not pop into our private Facebook group called Stress-Free Living. So until next week, when I'll be back with some more exciting information for you, from my heart to yours, infinite love and gratitude. Bye for now.